Ambassador, we are in the Congress for Democratic Change maintain that this is not a new agenda of Ambassador Weah. As you are aware, Ambassador Weah was very instrumental in the disarmament of young people working as a UNICEF ambassador. Ambassador Weah was in the presidential contest in 2005. The Congress for Democratic Change has its own queries of that process. 2011, again, as Vice Standard Bearer, Congress for Democratic Change had its own queries. So I think Ambassador Weah has been a pillar of peace in this environment, and he has been one of the custodians of the sustainability of the peace that we enjoy today. So it's nothing new to Ambassador Weah and the Congress for Democratic Change. It's just a continuation of the manifestation of his commitment to peace.
In the past day or so, there were reports in some local Liberian papers suggesting that Ambassador Weah was being considered to chair the Liberian National Reconciliation Commission. That's the commission that was headed by Lema Bowie. The fact that he has accepted to be a peace ambassador, does it mean also he is going to be chairing this commission?
I believe he will be the chief patron of the Roadmap for Reconciliation. And I think Ambassador Weah is well placed to handle the reconciliatory process, because he's one of the aggrieved parties who is willing to put his personal qualms on hold in the interest of Mother Liberia. And I think to do it in a very diligent and committed way, that the interest of the nation is above the interest of any one individual. I think this is a symbol of patriotism that needs to be congratulated and emulated.
Your party contested the last two presidential elections. The fact that Ambassador Weah accepted to head the reconciliation efforts under President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, does this put on the back burner your party's own ambition to one day lead the country?
No. I think it solidifies that ambition. I think the reality is, whatever qualms we have, whatever differences we have, whatever issues we have that we believe needs to be addressed, we are maintaining in the Congress for Democratic Change that these things need to be done in a very stable and peaceful environment. I don't think this changes the dimension of the opposition of the Congress for Democratic Change to the ills in our society. I don't think this changes the perspective and psychology of the Congress for Democratic Change of equal rights and accountability and proper governance. I think this further manifests that we are willing to stand up for all these positions and highlight all these necessary changes in our society with the frame of mind that the bedrock for all of these different implementations and exhibition of our civil liberty need to be on the basis of peace.